Everybody's been so excited for these Dancing with the Stars live tickets, and that tradition continues today with Sarah Noh. Question number one on this kind of random Thursday. Which city has hosted the most football big games? I'm not allowed to say what they actually are. Is it New Orleans, Miami, or Tampa Bay?
Have no idea. I'm going to say Tampa Bay.
Oh, man. I see. No, that's not right. But you're going to get really mad when you find out what's going on. All right. I'm just going to tell you, but don't tell Gina. It's New Orleans and Miami. They're tied.
Oh.
So you pick the one that's not tied. Question number two. Which of the Great Lakes is smallest by volume? Erie, Superior, Huron?
Huron?
Oh, man.
No idea.
When we were off the air, she said, I said, all these questions are multiple choice. And she was like, oh, that's good. Uh-oh.
No, not good.
On the verge of a goose egg. What was Pixar's first full-length major animated film? Bugs Life, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc.?
Ooh. Bugs Life? No, I...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a goose egg.
Oh! That is where I don't think I've ever scored a zero on the other. We've gotten on twice before, and I think I've always at least gotten one right.
We got a goose egg.
Well, you know what? People always say it's harder when you get on the radio.
Yep.
Sarah, so I'm going to go with that.
Question number one, Gina. Which city has hosted the most football big games? New Orleans, Miami, Tampa Bay?
Oh, boy. I would have said, San Francisco, to be honest. Hmm. Okay, what is it? Miami. What's the last one? Tampa Bay.
New Orleans, Miami, Tampa Bay.
Mm.
This is the stadium, the host city.
I'm going to go, what's the second one? Miami? Mm. I'm going to go Miami.
You are correct. Okay. And it's a kind of a trick question because New Orleans and Miami are tied. Which of the Great Lakes is smallest by volume? Erie, Superior, Huron?
By volume, do you mean?
How much water they contain.
That's what I thought. Okay. Not the Huron. You never hear anything about that one.
Poor little fellow.
You know what I mean? Am I right?
We really have four lakes. It's not the five great
lakes.
What
about Michigan? You know, all you hear is about Michigan, Michigan, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Is it Huron?
It is not. Oh, that's your answer? No, yeah. I thought you were just talking.
Yeah. No.
We were looking for Erie.
Wouldn't have guessed that. I think of the insurance company.
Question two.
And the city in Pennsylvania.
Question three. Uh-huh. What was Pixar's first full-length major animated film? Bugs Life, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc.?
I got to write all these down because I didn't have a childhood. We never watched this kind of stuff. Toy Story. And what's the last one? Bugs Life. And Toy
Bugs Life, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc.
Ooh, you know, I'm going to have to have a talk with Sarah. These are difficult, Sarah.
These are hard. I have no idea.
I'm going to go. Toy Story seems old to me. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You are correct. A 2 out of 3 for Gina.
Hey, that's not bad. My powers of deduction come from no personal experience, but I just know they've had a lot of Toy Stories, and I feel like Buzz Lightyear. I feel like a whole generation grew up with Buzz Lightyear, and now they're in college.
Listen, don't worry about that diploma. You're going to Dancing with the Stars live.
Woo-hoo!
That's good.
And I don't have to make
that's
a
awesome.
Diploma.
We'll do it again tomorrow. It's the final days of the tickets, so make sure you're here. College of Knowledge, Freaky Friday edition on today's 101.9.